Easter is coming up. How are you picturing that to look for your Easter meal? Are you feeling the joy of having your family together celebrating with a delicious meal? Or are you feeling nervous and stressed out about trying to get it all together? Well, I've experienced both of these scenarios, and I can say with certainty that that relaxed, joyous version of Easter is a lot more enjoyable than the nervous and stressed out version. So I'm sharing a simple and delicious brunch menu that will make your family happy and leave you to enjoy the holiday with your loved ones. Hello, and welcome to the 70th episode of the Happy Hostess Podcast. I'm your host, Christy Lalonde, and I take even the most frazzled hostess and transform them into a confident and happy hostess. If you've been listening for any length of time, you may have heard about my Easter disaster. I'll give you the short version for those that haven't heard it. One of my all-time biggest fails, entertaining-wise, was many, many years ago. Easter brunch was supposed to be at my house a little after church, maybe like around one-ish. We planned to go to the early church service, so that left lots of time for me to get everything ready before it was scheduled. So we woke up that morning a little later than we had planned and just decided to go to the later service. I did not use a mealtime planner on this particular Easter, so I just thought about how much time I needed and to get it all together and thought that would not be a problem. Let's just say that that one decision of getting my day off track, which I never would have made if I had used the timeline planner, led to an avalanche of things that continued to delay brunch being finished. My family was cranky and starving, and I was so frustrated that while my family was all together on Easter, I was rushing and hurrying to get brunch on the table. And you know what time it was by the time I was finished preparing everything? Brunch was served at 4 p.m. It was such a disaster, and I felt like our holiday was ruined or at least wasted because I wasn't enjoying my family and it certainly wasn't fun. We were making memories, all right, but it wasn't the type of memories I had in mind. So I vowed that I am not doing that again. And I found two things that have kept that from happening. One is the menu time planner that I mentioned, and I created a short episode last year, episode 21, about how to use it. It is a lifesaver for someone new to entertaining or planning holiday meals, or for people like me that aren't the best at estimating time. So even though I feel very experienced in the area of entertaining, I still like to use it. So I'll link that episode for you and the timeline planner in the show notes for you. The timeline planner is a big part of me feeling confident when I entertain. Now, the second thing that I found for making sure that I never waste a holiday again is creating a menu where almost everything is prepared in advance. I know all holidays have a lot going on, but with Easter especially, I always felt like there was so much to do with Easter baskets, Easter egg hunts, getting the family color coordinated for Easter and all dressed up when my kids were young. It just seemed like so much was going on. And so that brings me back to two episodes ago. Number 68, I talked about how to avoid overwhelm when planning a party by looking at your menu or things that you are planning and assign each one a level of difficulty. So I would recommend doing the same thing. And if you haven't listened to that episode, it's number 68, and I'll link that one as well. This can definitely give you peace of mind knowing that you have everything under control and not planning on too many things needing attention on the actual holiday. So when it comes to the holidays, Easter or Christmas or whatever it is, I want to make everything take as little time as possible at the last minute. Time with my family is far more important than a delicious souffle that might be incredible, but takes a lot of time and attention babying at the last minute. So on holidays, I am even more picky about which items I delegate, modify, or eliminate. Because I have all my family here together and I'm going to enjoy them. No stressing or hiding away in the kitchen the whole time while they are here. So here goes my super simple but still delicious menu for Easter. Now, when I think about Easter, I do always traditionally think of ham. And it just so happens that ham is very easy to delegate. And so that is what I do. I buy one from Honey Baked Ham, and they have done most of the work for me. All that's left for me to do is follow the directions for reheating, which I can do that. And whenever I think of ham on Easter, I always think of pineapple casserole, which is a staple for us on Easter. The sweet of the pineapple casserole pairs so well with the savory ham. I remember the first time I heard of this, I was very skeptical. I couldn't fathom the idea of pineapple in anything called a casserole. But the first time I tried it, I was hooked. It's always a part of our Easter every year. You put the casserole together the day before and keep the toppings separate until you're ready to cook it. But the best news is it takes so little time to make. It's super easy and it can be done in advance. You basically just have to put it in the oven the day of Easter. Another staple for us on Easter is garlic cheese grits. These grits take a little more effort than the pineapple casserole, but it can be done entirely in advance. Total prep time is about 40 minutes at the most, and I tend to make them a couple of days in advance, but they can even be made weeks ahead if you freeze them, and they do freeze beautifully. Then you just need to take them out of the freezer and put them in the refrigerator to thaw for the next day and then bake them. And I've been making these the exact same way for years and years and years. And I'm happy to link that recipe in the show notes. They are a family favorite for sure. This is a tried and true recipe and I'll link it for you. And this year I've been inspired by a local restaurant to experiment a bit and try adding pimento cheese this year instead of the typical Velveeta and sharp cheddar that I always use. Of course, if I do that, I'll experiment ahead of time and well in advance. I won't test anything out on a holiday. That definitely would create too much stress. Another side item for the brunch is a mandarin orange salad. It's light. It has a bit of sweet and salty crunch to it. The light Asian dressing can be made in advance as well as most of the salad the day before. You basically just combine romaine lettuce, green onions, some grated carrots the day before, top with slivered almonds and chow mein noodles right before you serve it with the dressing. It's simple and light with citrus twist that kind of goes along with the other items on the menu. And everyone really enjoys it. And it's a good way to bring some fresh vegetables into your brunch menu. Of course, for a lot of people, Easter wouldn't be the same without deviled eggs. So we all have deviled eggs, and the best way I've found to handle them so that it's a little effort on the day of Easter is to boil the eggs the day before or even up to 2 days in advance. Prepare them as normal, except once you've prepared the yolk mixture, store it in a pastry bag or even a Ziploc bag and store it in a refrigerator separate from the white halves. And all you need to do is plate the eggs on the day of Easter and snip off the corner of the Ziploc bag and pipe the yolk mixture onto the egg white and garnish on the day of. Now, of course, we need some bread for our brunch as well. And I love croissants or biscuits for a brunch. And we tend to eat our ham as a sandwich, so we are going to do biscuits. Now, I love homemade biscuits, but I love spending time with my family more. So I'm not going to make them myself, especially since half the group at our Easter celebration are gluten-free. So that would mean I would need to make a set of regular biscuits and gluten-free biscuits. So that is just a little bit too much effort on the day of Easter for me. So what I'm going to do is order Callie's biscuits. Both their gluten-free and regular biscuits are incredible. And they're frozen, so all I have to do is bake them off in the morning. Now that leaves us with dessert. So we don't tend to eat a lot of dessert at Easter because all the Easter candy that is around. So I don't want to put a lot of thought and effort into a fancy dessert. So I will likely buy something ready-made to have one less thing to think about. So I hope this super simple Easter menu of ham, biscuits, garlic cheese grits, deviled eggs, pineapple casserole, mandarin orange salad, and a store-bought dessert has given you some ideas on how to make your menu simple but delicious this Easter, giving you more time with your sweet family and your friends. Remember, you can find the links in the show notes and give me a shout on Instagram if you have any questions. All of these recipes can easily be made gluten-free with substitutions as well. So if you need help with that, I would love to point you in the right direction on how to make everything gluten-free. So until next week, bye for now. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Happy Hostess Podcast. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe, rate, and review it on your podcast app. It would mean the world to me. If you need links for anything mentioned during this episode, head over to happyhostesscollective.com and you'll find them in the show notes. A new episode comes out every Tuesday, and I can't wait for you to tune in next time. Until then, have a great week.